Hello, this is 5 minutes of the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 773. And what a beautiful day God has given you. He is giving you his life. His life is operating in you. You are so blessed. You have eternal life. So let's go for our golden scripture from where we got the golden. That's 1 Corinthians 13 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain, who is possible yet saved, not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then it continues, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how the Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been talking about the death of Christ, who the physical events were done, the revelatory. And we're going to, well, in Proverbs 4:20, that says, my son, pay attention to my word. So we are paying attention, giving priority to God's word. I've gone in depth into this Proverbs 4:20. So if you have not heard, you better go into the archives and dig for some gold today. Then in Mark 11, Jesus was with his disciples. He cursed the fig tree. They came, but master, the fig tree that you curse is dead. And he responded, Mark 11:23, he said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So we're looking at the centurion who kept saying and said to Jesus in Matthew 8:8, said, don't come to me, no need for you to, I don't have to see you to believe, just send the word, and the word, like a bullet, like a bow and arrow, like a spear, will hit its target. And we're comparing that with Thomas in John 20 that said, listen, I have to see him before I believe. And I've told you in Christianity, there is a different law at work. Because when we're in the world, we say, unless I see, seeing is believing. See, when we come to Christianity, is believing is seeing. So Thomas said, unless I see him, number one, I put my hands into the, I see the nails in the hand, the imprint of the nail, then I put my hand through the imprint, and then I thrust my hand on his side. So that was it. Then Jesus appeared unto them, and this time Thomas was there. Then saith he to Thomas, so Matthew 20:27, then saith Jesus to Thomas, Jesus, what did he say? He said, reach hither thy finger. Reach hither thy finger. He said, I want, where's your finger? Where is your finger, Thomas? You said you want to push your hands into my hand, the imprint of the nail, before you believe it. Where is that finger that you're going to use? And then he said, you said you wanted to see my hands. Behold my hands. Jesus lifted his hand. Oh, it's so sad. When the master has to come to you and say, see my hand. See, look at it. Look at it. Look at my hands. Can you see the holes in the hand? Now, can you believe that it's me? And where's your finger? What do you see? Now, reach hither thy hand. Then thrust it into my side. I'm sure Jesus lifted his robes and said, thrust it into my side. Thomas, where is your hand? Thomas, where is your hand? Listen, I would never have this done to me. I would never have Jesus coming to me and saying, Olivia, where is your finger? Olivia, here I am. Can you see me? Yes, you can see me. Okay, where is your hand? Look at me, look at my, I want you to see, look at my hand. Have you seen the imprint of the nail? Okay, now where is your finger? Thrust on my side. Oh, that is so bad. But somebody is here who is even listening to me, and you yearn for something like that. Oh, prophets, you don't understand. If I could also see angels, people are seeing angels, people have been meeting with Jesus, I know somebody, but why can't I have that? Listen, because God has to win you, W-E-A-N, win you from sight, from seeing is believing. When you move into believing in sin, you will see a lot of spiritual things. And that will not be the essence of your life. It will not be the rock on which your life is built. The rock on which our lives is built is the word. Because the Bible says so. So why are you healed? Because the Bible says so. So why are you blessed? Because the Bible says so. So why would you marry? Why are you sure you have a baby? Because the Bible says I am blessed. It says that I was even blessed in the Garden of Eden when my ancestor Adam was blessed. I was blessed. Be fruitful and multiply. So I am multiplying. So this is the way to live it and not be like Thomas, that Jesus will have to come there and remove his dress and put your hand by my side and do this. Why? Because you want to see before you believe. No. In Christianity is what? Seeing is believing. We will go into 1 Corinthians and we will read that scripture that says, while we look not at the things that are seen, but the things that are not seen. And you realize that things that are seen, they are even temporal. And temporal means what? Subject to change. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.